Doctors are lining up in protest at the government's silence over when they might be able to apply for residence. More than 200 overseas-born medics and almost 1,000 nurses are on work visas, and the complications are prompting some to head home. Jill Bonnet reports.
Hannah Price is a doctor in the emergency department at Waikato Hospital, but without residence, she can't start the training in gynaecology and obstetrics she needs to become a specialist. She and her partner, a speech therapist, are tired of being on a series of work visas, and she says they're stonewalled when they ask what's happening.
We're both working hard at a hospital that we really like to basically just be told, yeah, well, we're not sorting you guys out anytime soon. And also, we can't even tell you when it might be.
She received an apology when she had to stay off clinical duties for a week because the immigration call centre wrongly told her she didn't need to alter her visa. The uncertainty, visa paperwork and expenses, including doctor's fees as non-residents, has led them to consider returning to the UK. A fellow doctor who asked not to be named is also keen to start specialist training and is thinking of heading back to England too.
You do feel somewhat temporary. You can't buy a house, you can't invest in the country, and you're not eligible for Kiwi Saver. I think, like everyone else, we're all somewhat in the dark. It would be nice to know where we are, what's going to happen. Are they just going to scrap the entire scheme? I don't know.
RNZ has been contacted by several more doctors in the same situation. Figures from May show a third of the thousands waiting to apply for residence are on the priority list, which includes health workers, teachers and engineers. And one doctor says the figures only show the number who have lodged expressions of interest, but there are many more, like him, who are waiting for a government policy announcement before taking that step. GP Anne Solomon told RNZ in June she was thinking of returning to the UK as her daughter won't be able to work without the family getting residence. A New Zealand agency which recruits doctors from overseas says it's finding it hard to temp staff with the uncertainty over immigration. And psychiatrist Arnab Chakrabarty says it's that uncertainty for migrants already here and in all occupations that's hard to take.
First of all, your attention, concentration, those things are get affected. Second, longer term, well, if it is really causing you enough stress, then you can expect some degree of adverse physical or mental health outcome.
For Mr. Chakrabarty, who emigrated from England in 2013 and is already resident, it is the five-year pause on a different immigration programme that has him weighing up his future here. His mother in India is among 8,500 parents of residents and citizens who are waiting to be invited to apply for residence. A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Chris Farfoy, says he has no time frame for a decision on the parent category. He says on the skilled migrant category, he's considering how to best manage and prioritise requests that are currently in the queue for residence, and expects to make an announcement soon on expressions of interest.